Ghana presently has only 4 psychiatrists in active service. The situation is seriously hampering mental health delivery as the increasing number of patients outweigh the available psychiatrists in the system. The Mental Health Society of Ghana is therefore calling on government to ensure that more psychiatrists are trained to meet the demand. The executive secretary of the society, Kofi Humphrey, who revealed this to Radio Ghana, also appealed to government to ensure that mental patients are informed about the adverse effects of the medication they receive. He spoke to George Asekre.
There is a serious gap between mental health services and need. That is to say that the level of services rendered to people with mental disorders has a very large gap between those who need it and the services that is available. Currently, we have 4 psychiatrists in Ghana who are in active service. Ratio of the population to the number of psychiatric doctors in country, you realize that there is a serious gap. People with mental disorders and epilepsy are not widely consulted when it comes to issues that even affect them. For instance, when it comes to the level of services that is rendered to them by the Ghana Health Service, government need to consult them to find out how those services are being extended.
These are patients,
yes.
And the services being rendered to them, they are seen as clients. They have no knowledge scientifically about what sort of service that should be rendered to them. How do you expect government or the health people to consult these people when in the first place they don't know what they are supposed to be treated with?
If you happen to have a one-on-one interview with a mental patient who have been on a particular medication for a period of time, and you ask him, what medicine are you on? Even if he's not able to tell you exact name of the medicine, he will be able to describe it vividly, the color, the size, and some of the marks that you find on that medicine. There are people who can reason appropriately just like any other person on the street.
The very fact that they are not consulted in the course of treatment, how does that affect the outcome of the treatment?
One, even if they are consulted as to what treatment they are on, in terms of the availability of services, government has not been able to provide adequate primary health care services to them who need it. Even if they are on a particular medication and they have to be changed, these medicines are still not being changed and they are still on the old psychotropic medicines, which have a large side effect on the people who take it.
Why do you call on government to involve them when government is not directly involved in rendering these services to the people?
The psychiatric units are run by the Ghana Health Service. These medications emanate from the mental health facilities across the country. Ankafu Psychiatric Hospital, Accra Psychiatric Hospital, Anta Psychiatric Hospital. So definitely these services are rendered by government.
Executive Secretary of the Mental Health Society of Ghana, Kofi Humphrey, talking to George Asekre.